So in the Western Cape, Alliance partners have been briefing the media on taxi violence discussions and outcomes. The Congress of Democratic Taxi Association, CODETA, and the Cape Amalgamated Taxi Association, CATA Taxis. We know there's been an ongoing dispute there, very violent. The Paarl to Cape Town route a concern. There has been a proposal by UDM leader Bantu Holomisa and the SA Federation of Trade Unions General Secretary Zwelinzima Vavi, which has provided some hope. So let's find out about what's been happening today. Kaylin Palm, EWN reporter, was watching that briefing for us from the Western Cape Alliance partners. Kaylin, good afternoon to you. Thank you for your time. What have they been saying today?
Good afternoon. Yes, so the Alliance called a media briefing this morning just to basically say that they have now joined in to help find a lasting solution between the two taxi associations, CODETA and CATA. And as we know, it includes the ANC, COSATU, the South African Communist Party, and also SANCO. So basically, they said that they've now met with the associations and that the associations have agreed to cease fire and also to find a sort of lasting solution. So we've asked, obviously, like how far these engagements are or if there's any sort of agreement, as we'd say. They've indicated that it's an advanced stage at this point, and they're confident over this weekend to find some sort of agreement with these associations.
Okay, interesting that they've reached a ceasefire and they seem to have committed to that. I saw that a bus driver was wounded in a shooting today at Borcher's Quarry and that route as well from Paarl to Durban Road in Bellville, that's still at the moment, we know it was closed by the Transport MEC Dalen Mitchell on Monday, that remains closed to these two taxi organisations as well.
Yes, so the incident, the bus incident this morning happened on the M2 and that is close to Nyanga. Golden Arrow has confirmed that one of the bus drivers was injured. He was taken to hospital. He was shot in the leg. So what we know so far is that while Golden Arrow has told us that the gunshots or the shots were not aimed at the bus driver, but it was aimed at a taxi driver or a taxi that was passing by. And obviously, the bus driver got hit in the crossfire. SAPS has not confirmed whether a taxi was hit, but Golden Arrow has said that the taxi that was close by was hit and there were multiple gunshot wounds on that taxi. So obviously, we're just trying to find out from SAPS what is the right story here. But what we do know, and we cannot say whether this is linked to taxi violence. The route on the Paarl and the Bellville route, that's still closed, and all other operations at other taxi terminuses and taxi ranks, those operations are still continuing. Those who have closed it because of safety reasons for their drivers. So that's the current situation.
Kaylin, thank you so much. Kaylin Palm, EWN reporter. Let's hope that that does hold the ceasefire and that there's some resolution to this problem for the sake of commuters and taxi drivers and everyone, really, over this weekend.